Good morning and welcome to a very cold edition of the Randy Tobler Show. I see Jerome, the producer, is there in his stocking cap. I'm not sure if you're ready to, it's something out of Home Alone. No, it's not. You're not going to go make a Home Alone sequel, are you there? I'm not sure.
I am not. Don't worry.
All right. I'm Randy Tobler and glad you're with us. 314-912-1019, our number. You know, I want to make sure I said it last week. I want to make sure you have opportunity to weigh in, talk about the goings on of the day across the globe. Over in Yemen, we have chaos. We have a kinetic action against the Houthis. It's a war. I mean, I don't know. There's not any way to put it. The Iowa caucuses, will that be a war or will it be, whatever, nothing going on? The weather may really impact that. We'll be talking about that. And I heard a state senator in Iowa has made a change. Heard that just as I was getting up and about. And a state senator has switched his endorsement at the last minute from DeSantis to Ramaswamy on the basis of great communication. The polls aren't even asking if anyone's voting for Ramaswamy. Apparently, they're asking him, are you a Trump? Are you a Haley? Or are you a DeSantis person? I mean, I don't know. There may be some surprises. Iowa's done it before. This week we saw some fireworks in Congress and we saw some corruption down in Fulton County. Well, Fannie Willis, has her Fanny in trouble because her love interest got paid way too much and took her on some romantic exotic vacations. Nice gig if you can get it, I guess. I don't know. And then, of course, the St. Louis County logo is in the news. So that's an interesting talk about corruption. Talk about a waste of the taxpayer money. We're going to talk about that. And we've got a big show because of the evolving fire that is developing in Middle East. And I mean, in terms of just the clash between the Iranian backed proxies next to Hezbollah, Hamas, and now the Houthis. What is it with the Iranians and H's? If you want to be backed by the Iranians, form a group that starts with H. That seems to be the key. But, these actions continue to sort of boil and simmer, and you wonder if something's going to really break out into an all-out World War III. We hope not. Dakota Wood will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour, 7:06, to help us unpack that. Dakota, of course, our go-to guy when it comes to military strategy, security, international, global geosecurity matters. So we'll be talking with him then. Virginia Cruda, of course, with the various and sundry happenings in the cultural world. Todd Showalter, of course, you hear him here on News Talk STL, and a great cartoonist as well. Man, what a talent. I can't even write my name, much less do the great cartooning he does. He's with us at 8:05. And then Drew Thomas Allen, who is an author and has written a book about America's last stand. I mean, this election, according to Drew and according to, I think, a lot of us, we say that every time, but I just feel more and more we're at a tipping point. We're at an ideological chasm, a divide. And is the world going to just like a seismic tectonic plate in a seismic action just fall apart? I don't know. I just don't know. Now, Jerome, you may not know it, ladies and gentlemen, but Jerome was a wrestler. I don't know if we've talked about it on the air, but a very successful wrestler. I think we may have talked about it early one time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jerome, I understand that the Normandy School District is advertising for hallway monitors, bouncers of sorts. Have you thought of applying for that job? I think they could use someone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could take those kids. No worry.
Yeah. Did you see what happened over there? I mean, a 65-year-old teacher apparently asked a young lady about a pill bottle or what, you know, why are you getting out this pill? She wanted to take a look at something, personal effect. Next thing you know, the youngster assaulted her. She's in the hospital, I understand. I mean, what is it with these kids that they think they have the rights to do this? I mean, their law and order is just like not even, it's lost on them.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes from the home as well. We had students like that when I was in high school, even. We had metal detectors, random searches, people bringing stuff to school they shouldn't. And if you try to take away anything from the kids, sometimes they would attack the teacher. So it's nothing new. It's just getting worse. That's kind of how I look at it, at least.
Yeah, remember, it was sometime, I think, early last year, mid last year. Remember when there was a high school basketball coach, I believe, who asked a kid for a cell phone because he wasn't supposed to have the cell phone. And the kid just cold cocked the guy. I mean, just absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, just knocked him out. And I don't know. There's just some cultural vacancy. It's just emptiness. And you wonder how we can get it back. Where are the fathers? Where are the, you know, God love mothers, but generally it's not the mother that instills the fear of the Lord in a kid, right? I mean, it's generally, if you went to school and you did something wrong and the mom and dad heard about it, sometimes mom, but usually dad, he was the one that took his belt off and gave you a whipping when you came home, right?
Yeah, maybe we need to bring that back.
Well, oh, but now that's considered child abuse. I'm not kidding. That's literally considered child abuse. I mean, and maybe corporal punishment doesn't need to be the way, but it's this. And here we are at this weird time when there's a growing lack of respect for authority and established institutions like parents, well, like school authorities, like governmental authorities, like police and law enforcement. But at the same time, it's a chicken and the egg question you start to ask. Well, parents have decided to get divorced. They don't stay together anymore. People have babies without even being a married couple with a bond, and they make an oath in front of God and their friends, and there's a commitment there. And so parents have walked out on the institution. Divorce rates have never been higher. The government has walked out on its integrity. I mean, we've always known that politicians and the deep state can have their problems. But there was a time when I figured as though, okay, the person who's regulating the Nuclear Energy Commission, the person who's in charge of our labor policy, the department, the investigative units, the FBI, back in the 60s, and I don't know if they went into the 70s, there was a famed series called the FBI. And it was, man, they were the guys that wore the white hats. They were the guys that saved us from the bad guy. Now they are the bad guys when it comes to political things. So maybe, and I'm not saying kids are justified in doing that, but there's just this back and forth. People don't respect the government because the government is tyrannical to the people. It's just crazy. I don't know. It's troubling. Well, and okay, so talk about disrespect and clandestine activity. You sent me this story. I hadn't seen this. There was a riot that broke out in Brooklyn in a synagogue. I guess there's like an ultra-Orthodox Jewish group there. And they had tunnels under the synagogue?
Yes.
Is that right?
So a couple days ago, I came across that story, and apparently there was some division. The synagogue is about 100 years old, and one group of the people of the church wanted to expand it. They didn't have the zoning license or anything like that to do so. And the other group that was originally at the synagogue said, we're not going to expand it. So a lot of the people that were digging out these tunnels are actually here on like student visas from other countries, which I just thought was interesting. So now they're at risk of actually losing their visas to be here. But a actual riot, police got involved. They cleared out the tunnels to the best of their ability. If you go to the New York Post article, then you can actually see the video of these people coming out of different entry points. And it's absolutely surreal. I could not believe my eyes when I see this guy get out of the sewer grate. I'm like, imagine walking down St. Louis and you see a guy get out of a sewer grate. It's worth the time to watch. That's all I have to say.
This is great. And apparently these were young people. So I guess these were the youngsters that were a bit of a rogue faction within this synagogue. And you see all these very Orthodox Jewish rabbis with they got their hats on and the beards. And he's coming out of a grate along the sidewalk. That's great. That is great. Yeah, no pun intended.
And if they hadn't had a camera, no one would ever believe them, would they?
Someone's got to make a movie about that. I mean, there's got to be a plot there that's got to be developed. That's just great. But there you go. I mean, young people, the young rogue people, at odds with the establishment. And is it because the establishment has walked out on progress and on respecting that there's a change of there's a changing of the guard? We go through this about every 50 years. I mean, now we're what, about 60? Well, about 50 years. Yeah, because it was in the late 60s that things, I mean, started with the assassinations of Kennedy and his brother, and then Martin Luther King. And then you have, you know, the riots and at the DNC in the 68, and things were riots in the streets everywhere. Kent State was something else. So Oh, and that, okay, here's another story. Okay, you've got Fauci testifying to Congress that there was really no scientific basis behind the six-foot rule. I still see that. The other day, I went into a big box store to do some, I had to get a couple things for fixing up around the house. And I walked in there, and in various stores, you probably have seen this around the area, they still have the little, you know, foot markers, the little footprints, you know, glue on footprints, right? You're supposed to stand 6 feet across. Sometimes people do that. If you notice, people will still sort of stay distance. And I just think it's hilarious. Of course, it's not a bad idea in the respiratory season to do what you can to try to protect yourself from getting exposed to these viruses. COVID is on the rise, and so is influenza, by the way. But Fauci in this meeting, I mean, it was amazing. He did a 14-hour testimony, and he admitted that not all the policies were grounded in science. Among them, as I mentioned, the 6 foot social distancing sort of just appeared. That's a quote. Sort of just appeared. And that would have been okay if he'd have said it. If they'd have said, look, it makes sense. When you cough, you got droplets that come out. We think this is droplet spread. We later found out it was probably as much airborne as droplet. And so, hey, it's just prudent to, you know, cover your mouth, try to stay as far apart as you can. Makes sense. If you don't need to go to a meeting, if you can do the meeting by remote, do it, because that's the reason we see more respiratory viruses. It's common sense. In the winter, I mean, people are going to have sub-zero temperatures soon. Of course, you're not going to go and have your meeting for the upcoming baseball season outdoors. Hey, you know, you're going to have it indoors. Then that's when the virus is spread. So, I just thought it was unbelievable. He conceded also that the vaccine mandates probably could have been and were counterproductive and really gave the different message to force us to do things rather than with an independent American spirit of freedom and I want my choice. They would have been much better off to have a little round table discussion with lots of different voices and saying, hey, this is really exciting technology, especially for those of you who are at the highest risk of this disease. There's no doubt that, you know, as the science tells us now that, you know, and it's true to this day, the risk of the vaccine far outweighs the benefit far outweighs any risk. And, you know, but make your own choice. And by the way, vaccines work when most people get when enough people get the vaccine. I think a more softer approach, a softer, easygoing approach would have been better. And then, of course, he was the last to the table to admit that the learning loss in kids, again, because of the way kids didn't suffer dramatically from this disease, and they didn't spread it as much as they normally do. Normally, those little boogers are the vectors of these respiratory viruses. I've heard infectious disease people I respect that say that when it comes to influenza, if we could get 100% of the kids up until mid-teens vaccinated, you really wouldn't have to worry about mass vaccination. I mean, that may be a little bit hyperbolic, but I've heard it said by people I respect, because they're the little vectors that spread this stuff, you know. It's just no wonder people don't respect authority when you've got this kind of behavior by arrogant people with credentials who you'd like to think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, if my kid was a wrestler, okay, I'd say, well, Jerome has credentials. I think he ought to study with Jerome. Kid, listen to what Jerome says, right? Because he's got credentials. He's wrestled. He's been a medalist, you know, an award winner. Okay, well, but if Jerome, it turned out, had just watched some YouTube videos and Googled something on wrestling, it turns out, and he was just sort of making it up as he went, I'd be disappointed. And I probably then, from then on, every so-called self-proclaimed coach, I'd go, like, no, forget about it, no. I'll go Google it. That's where we're at in this country. It's just crazy. When we come back, we've got some fun sound bites, and we invite you to join in the program. 314-912-1019. You can watch us on Rumble. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube too. Is that right? We've got three platforms, right, Jerome?
Yeah, we have Rumble, we got Facebook, and we got YouTube. So plenty of ways to check us out.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right. Along with Jerome, I'm Randy. We're the Randy Tobler Show. Thanks for being here. Oh, and when sometime I've got to show you. Jerome likes his stocking cap, but I've got one to beat that for this cold weather. I've got an even better solution for keeping your head warm. But I have to have a good solution. Look at this. No hair. There you go. Okay, we'll be right back. We're coming up on some serious serious maneuvering, I think, that is not just going to be an isolated strike in the Middle East. I think this was the opening salvo, this action in Yemen on the Houthis, because according to some, I mean, it only killed five of them. They didn't target any of the leaders. It was too little too late, but at least it's something. UK and US forces led some other coalition forces to by air, missile, and sea attack Houthi installations in Yemen. We're going to talk with Dakota Wood about what this means. Was it the right action? Should it have been done earlier? Was there too much saber rattling before Joe Biden? Well, I don't know who's in charge. I don't think it's Joe. I don't think it's Austin. If for all I know, it's KJP. I don't know who's in charge over there. And you know, what's going on with this, with the Middle East and this expanding Iranian hegemony that threatens to really blow the world up? So Dakota, of course, will have some answers at 7:05. Todd Showalter joins us at 8:05. Oh, Virginia Cruda every week at 7:45. What a treat that is every week. And then Drew Thomas Allen about this election season, just how pivotal and critical it is. You know, we were talking about the culture and how lack of respect for authority, I think it's all rooted in me. If you think about it, it always returns to the depravity of the flesh and of the mind that makes it all about me. I'm going to do what I need to do to make my life better. If I step on you, if I trample your rights, if I need to manipulate you to get something that's better for me and my future and my climbing the ladder, that's okay. Because, well, look at the self-motive. Look at this. Go to your bookstore. Well, I mean, where's the bookstores anymore? That's a crying shame. No more bookstores. Well, they are. There are. Barnes & Noble. God love them. I hope they do well. Hope they stay in business. But you go to the self-help section. It's an expansive section. How do I make me better? It's all about me. How can I, instead of what used to be the American philosophy, it's like, yeah, my life's going to get better. Not because that's my prime directive in life, but it's because by holding the Judeo-Christian ethic of doing better for my family, for my children, for my community, for someone who wants to patronize my business and building a better mousetrap and providing a better service, yeah, I'll do okay. That was the social covenant. Now that has been thrown on its ear. Why? It started with FDR. Well, it started with the progressives back in 1913, with the passage of the income tax, right? When a group of people named politicians for their own aggrandizement could take from one group of one, well, let's call it plunder, and give to another group. So I could tell you that if you vote for me, I can give you something that came from someone else, and therefore I elevate my position in your mind, and look at you, you do well too. You see how this works out? And so it's become a me, me, me society. Everyone should take up joining the chorus. Me, 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 right? That's what it's about. Well, look at wasn't it Toby Keith song? A song, I want to talk about you, I want to talk about you, I want to talk about you, I want to talk about me, 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 right? Well, that's sort of a girl and boy thing. That's in a different category. We'll talk about that later. All right. So now we've got this DEI thing. We've got the LGBTQ community absolutely just forcing it in front of everyone. The gay pride parades are crazy. What would happen if we had heterosexual parades with people just walking down the street and embracing one another and acting? Everyone would go, what the hell? What are you doing? Just get out of here. You know, I want to see floats with roses on them, with, you know, Rice Krispies floats, and I want to see Big Bird balloons, you know? Well, Alaska Airlines, remember what happened to them? The door blew out of the thing, and then out of the side of the plane, and then it was found that there were bolts missing. I think we may know why. These companies have been distracted, whether it's Boeing, whether it's Alaskan Airlines, by their DEI push. Listen to this little display on Libs of TikTok that they found with I guess a self-aggrandizing display of LGBTQ celebration for Alaskan Airlines.
Gay.
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 You said gay, gay,
gay,
gay,
gay.
When I said gay, you said gay,
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 gay.
Come on.
So You gotta watch the whole thing. But I mean, it's basically they're dancing around, and then they've got drag queens in the aisles serving stuff, throwing, you know, chips and snacks. And I mean, it's just, this is the stuff that in the 70s, 80s, 90s would have been comedy. It would have been on the comedy shows. It would have been a skit. Letterman in his better days would have had a skit like this, right? We'd all been laughing hilariously. Now, if you do that, you're going to go to jail for a hate crime. You'll be on the DEI. You'll be on the FBI's terrorist watch list. I mean, it's ridiculous. Look, I was in the music business. I had great friends at the Muni Opera and others. Great. We all have gay friends, most of whom, like us with our heterosexual behavior, are very discreet. It's like, whatever you want to do, that's fine. I don't think that's what God meant for you. That's between you and God. That's fine. But, you know, and I may have an opinion, but I'm not going to put it in your face. Why do you put your gayness or your transy or your non-binary or your queer or your plus or your... Well, let me look at the keyboard here.
All those other letters.
Your ampersand. Yeah, whatever. That's going to be the next one. LGBTQ plus ampersand, whatever that is. I don't know. Why in your face? And more importantly and seriously, the distraction from the business that people should be about. This country is going to get crushed by the likes of China, where it's all of their TikTok is a totally different animal than our TikTok. Our TikTok is all about superfluous nonsense that means nothing, and it keeps people mesmerized. It's an absolute hypnotism into nothingness. Like everyone's turning into TikTok zombies. What do they do with their TikTok? It's an educational medium, I understand. And they're all about advancing technology and advancing commerce and industry, and that's what they do. Now, because the government is pushing it, I don't know how long a legs it's going to have to run, but, you know, nonetheless. But at any rate, so woke is upon us, right? And that's a terrible thing. And we know that it's going to bring us down if we don't watch it. Well, here's a little parody from the Brits on our PC world, and which is really now woke is PC version 2.0 on steroids. This is pretty funny. Take a listen. Clip one.
Guy, excuse me. Would you mind taking a photo of us?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody say cheese.
Oh, actually, I'm a vegan. Could you please have us say something else?
Okay, everybody say tofu.
Tofu is actually not as good for you as vegan, see? Any CrossFitter will tell you that. It's bad for your testosterone levels.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about we all just smile?
Oh, if one more asshole asks me to smile.
Not really an asshole. Taking a photo for you, so.
What's it a smile about anyway?
Okay, would you like me to just count backwards from three?
Oh, would you like dyslexic people to just not exist?
My cousin has dyslexia, so offended.
Adopted. Don't even know who my cousins are, so more offended.
How about this? We all put a word we're comfortable with in our heads and I'll get the shot.
No, it doesn't sound very inclusive though, does it? I suppose you'd like us all to stand a few metres apart, would you, Stalin?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't see what religion has to do with this.
Well, I'm an atheist, so majorly triggered.
Is that a comment on the gun debate? Still trying to control people.
But it's not just the people. Has anyone thought about the animals?
Look, this is what we're going to do. Everybody throw up a peace sign and I'll take a photo.
Wow. Cultural appropriation is alive and well. Why don't you just ask us to say kung fu?
Guess what? New plan. Group selfie. Ready, set, go. Boom. And looks awesome. You're going to love it.
What?
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so I got the biggest kick out. It pretty much explains what's going on in the world today, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. You're just so gun-shy. You feel like a dog who's been beat upside the head every time you talk to someone now. It's like... I'm falling into the trap. We were talking on my morning show in Columbia the other day. We were talking about the great work that the linemen were doing, you know, to get power back. The Liberty Lair is in mid-Missouri, and we were out of power for over a day. Man, I spent an hour on the tractor the other day in the cold weather, and I'm telling you, it was brutal just to try to blade the drive off so I could get up with the truck and do what I needed to do in the cabin. And out of power, I was afraid. I'd forgotten to turn the main water off, and I was afraid, my God, if the place freezes, I'll have frozen pipes everywhere. So, but the linemen were doing great work, so we started talking about it on the air, and I'm now conscious. I asked some of my co-hosts who, you know, they're women on the program. A producer is a gal and a young gal, and then the co-host is an attorney. And I'm like, uh-oh, there's probably females who are doing the line work, and there are. I said, so now we can't call them linemen anymore, can't we? Do we have to call linemen and line women? And then we looked it up, and it turns out, I guess, the politically correct woke term now is line workers. They're line workers.
Hmm.
But then I said, wait a minute, though. I thought a line worker was someone working at the Chevy plant, bolting the steering wheel onto the column. You know, that isn't that a line worker or someone who's working at the craft plant making bacon, you know, or making Braunschweiger? You're working on the line. So I don't know. It's just crazy. Anyway, I promised I was going to tell you about the hat. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the hat. If you're watching us, this is the hat. This is the ultimate hat. Now, see, it has a little bit of a Russian theme if you do this. I'll show you. Because the cold weather, you got to get prepared. You lose a lot of heat. So it's got sort of a Russian feel to it, like that, right? A little Russian feel. But I'm telling you, this hat will keep you warm. I was sweating like I was in a sauna. Look at this. Look at this. This is not a great look at this hat. I think I should wear it the rest of the program. What do you think, Jerome?
It's
stylish? No?
We're going to be hat buddies today, huh?
Yeah, there you go. This is a great hat. But if you can get one of this style, I don't know what you call this style of hat. If you're going to be spending any time outdoors, get serious now about protecting yourself. When you're talking about sub-zero temperatures, you can get frostbite. You can lose digits, result in amputations in your fingers and feet. Your nose, ears, I mean, can get absolutely frostbitten. It won't take more than 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, 5, 6, 7 minutes if it's down with that wind chill the way it's going to be. So really be very, very careful about that. The other thing is protect your lips. And like the kids are going to have to go out. I mean, they're going to be out. There's no doubt about it. This is going to last through what? Wednesday morning. Put a little Vaseline on their lips. Maybe take a Q-tip and put a little bit in the inside of your nostrils so that you don't freeze your nose and your lips, very tender areas that are real susceptible. I mean, I'm just really concerned. We're gonna see some hypothermic disasters. You know, the funny thing is I heard on one of the news feeds, everyone was saying, like in Iowa, you know, put blankets in your car. Let's think this through. If you're out in the middle of some desolate rural road and your car breaks down and for some reason your cell phone doesn't work or you don't have a tower or something, what's a blanket going to do? I think about that. I mean, yeah, sure, put blankets in your car. I don't know. I think I'd rethink that. In some way, either buy a burner phone or there's got to be, you know, blankets are important, but I think it's better off to get boots that are thinsulate, like 1,000, 1,200, right? And ski gloves. Invest in some serious equipment, you know, and I'm sure Iowans probably have. You're near the Chicago area. You're probably all outfitted for this kind of weather, aren't you, Jerome?
Oh yeah, this is how our fall usually feels. So I'm ready. I'm locking and loaded. I've got blankets in my car, not weighted ones this time, but yeah, that's what surprised me about the weather around here. Actually, is it kind of gets a little murky in the summertime, but it'll be pretty like chill, like mellow during December time, and then you'll have a few freeze overs, and it's just like, wow, I left to get away from the weather, and here it is following me. I'm sorry, y'all. I guess I'm the one that brought it here with me, but
yeah, I know. Thanks a lot. Thanks for you're like an immigrant bringing all of your worst socialist culture here, except this time it's weather. But we welcome you. I like you have that. You know, it's true. When my son and daughter-in-law used to live in Chicago for quite a while, used to love going up there. I'd go up there for conferences. There's something about people that live in and around Chicago. Great, solid, a lot like St. Louisans, great, solid Midwestern people, right? Good, solid work ethic, family people, generally no right from wrong, pretty much a straight ahead compass, no nonsense people. And I really enjoyed that. We would take the bus or the L, you know, and it would be fun sitting. Those are the days when you could strike up a conversation. Now, it's politically incorrect to even strike up a conversation with someone on the airplane or someone. So everyone's in there. Oh, don't bug me. I'm in my phone. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. We don't socialize anymore. We don't socialize anymore. At any rate, okay. When we come back, I want Representative Troy Nehls really unpacked the immigration crisis. We're going to play a little bit on that. He surprised Maria Bartiromo. with what he said about KJP. I mean, to have a politician actually call her out the way he did, it was great. And then we got a reprise, Nancy Mace's In Your Face to Hunter Biden. She's a little bit of a loose cannon, this Nancy Mace. We'll cover her as well. And then Rand Paul. Oh, Rand Paul made an anti-endorsement. We'll get to that before the program's up as well. 314-912-1019. Now, don't wait till the end of the program to call. If you're in the caboose and the train has already gone out of the station, I'm sorry. You won't be able to make it. You won't be on the train. All right. I'm Randy. There's Jerome. We're the Tobler Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Be back. Hey, thanks for being with us if you're just joining us. And we've had already a good time this morning. Talked about everything from the weather to tunnels under synagogues in New York City to crazy woke DEI programs that probably do threaten the functioning, the core functions of many American companies. And it's only going to be not only to their detriment in the end, but also to this country's detriment, because other countries like China are just like not, they're having nothing to do with political correctness. They're, forget about it. They're teaching their kids how to be technologically genius and warriors, by the way, at the same time. So, you know, we better get our act together, pinch ourselves, and rethink our work-life balance calculus in this country. So this immigration thing is out of control. There's an evolving showdown at the border. Greg Abbott has sent his own Texas militia, for lack of a better word, law enforcement people, into a zone right in the bellies of the beast, which is, of course, at Eagle Pass, where most of these mass crossings are occurring unfettered, and basically took over control of that border area and just booted out the feds. I mean, this is going to turn into a showdown between Biden and Abbott. And in the meantime, you know, they just keep streaming across. And it's pretty clear, if you listen to testimony on the Hill this week and past words, they want, and so does Big Ag, and so does Small Ag, and so does big business in America. So you've got this coalition between the Democrats who want Democrat voters when they are able to get control and then gain one party rule in this country. That's how they'll do it, is have more illegals come in, give them a rapid pathway to citizenship, and then there you go. And big business, on the other hand, wants it. So it's out of control. Well, a Texas representative was on with Maria Bartiromo the other morning, on Mornings with Maria on the Fox Business Network. And this is how the conversation unfolded after KJP made another outrageous statement about how Joe's got things under control. Listen.
Is the president's priority in this case? If a working parent had to call out to stay home with their kid today, isn't this Biden immigration policy literally taking money out of people's pockets?
That is something that New York City needs the answers to. That is a process that they took, so they have to answer to that. And as it relates to migrants and what's happening at the border, look, the president has taken this issue very seriously.
Congressman, your thoughts?
I can't listen to that nut job. I can't believe anything she says. Listen, because Joe Biden puts the American people last. He puts us last. His priorities, his long-term goal and strategies are let as many people in this country as possible during his term, because eventually they're going to do everything they can, the Democrats, to offer citizenship to everybody, and then it's one-party rule forever.
No, there you go. And that was, of course, referencing at the beginning of that clip, that was Peter Doocy asking KJP about this travesty in New York City in a famed high school, which, by the way, educates a lot of underprivileged kids, James Madison High School. But a lot of very successful people went there. And it's a famed high school in Brooklyn. And you saw the kids walking out of that school earlier this week because a storm was coming. And they have these tent cities in a nearby field for the illegals, the aliens. They're aliens. He may call them mass paroled. That's the latest rhetorical trick that everyone's been trying to play on us. Well, he abused what is supposed to be a selective individual parole system that the executive branch can do, that the immigration officials can do. Instead, he made mass parole for just, hey, you're in Cuba, you're in Venezuela, come on over, we give you parole. Now they're not illegal anymore. They're legal. This is the biggest bunch of Bravo Sierra I've ever heard, as one of my friend talk show hosts refers to what you see in the cow field behind the cow. And we're not buying it. Americans aren't buying it. I think this is going to propel Donald Trump or whoever gets nominated in the GOP primary to victory. Everyone's had it. Chicagoans have had it. They're at the press conferences with the mayor raising holy heck. Now Eric Adams is in trouble. He's back on his heels. I'm loving it, though. I'm loving it. Man, you big city mayors, you Democratic mayors, you think this is great? You want to make some political hay during your campaigns about, oh, we have a heart for these people. We're a sanctuary city. Bring it on. You want to be aiding and abetting illegal migration? Go ahead. Do it. That's fine. Now own it. Own it. And the citizens that elected you, they're equally culpable. Just like the citizens in Gaza who elected Hamas, you're culpable. If you vote for a politician who's corrupt, who doesn't have their compass on, who's got their head somewhere up there, you know what? Fine, you own it then. Don't blame it on the politician, you poor New Yorkers, that now you can't get social services. You voted for this clown. You could have voted for some conservative who'd make people accountable for their action, who wouldn't take from those who produce and give to those who don't. There's too many of us that work hard. And this plunder to give to people that don't for your political gain, it's got to stop. Period. It has to stop. Man, I got to keep a blood pressure cuff connected during the program, Jerome. I'm going to stroke out one of these days. If I stroke out, will you take over, buddy? You got it, right?
Yeah, I got your back. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, then you have the people on the right. You got Nancy Mace. Now, Nancy Mace... Sometimes I'm a little embarrassed over the people. No, not a little. I'm a lot embarrassed over the way people in the Republican Party. And yes, forgive me, call me a chauvinist pig. But to have a woman conduct herself the way Nancy Mace has. Remember at the National Prayer Breakfast when she said during her opening remarks, or well, some remarks there. I'm paraphrasing how she was almost late. Because her boyfriend rolled over and wanted to have hanky-panky and almost, you know, when really? At the National Prayer Breakfast, Nancy, you know, we know you're an attractive Republican woman, you know. Well, most conservative women are attractive. I don't know why. Jerome, why is it that that conservative women are more attractive than like CNN and MSNBC women? I mean, I don't know. Don't you think it's true, Jerome?
I think it's because their brains aren't rotted from all that hair dye. That's what I think it is.
No, but I think, I don't know, maybe it's just because you know where they're coming from ideologically, so it makes them attractive. I think it may be, that's what's working in our mind, I think. That may be it. At any rate, so she's an attractive Republican, prominent Republican woman, but she, you know, Hunter busted into the meeting a month into the contempt of Congress meeting. He busts in this week with his lawyer. Well, he's got his sugar lawyer, Kevin Morris, out in L.A., and then his real lawyer, who's I don't know how that guy lives with himself. I don't know how. Probably because he's got enough money. Again, it's all about him and his money. It's not about doing the right thing. I sometimes struggle with, if you're a defense attorney, would you call me and say how you can live with yourself? When you have someone on camera who shoots a gun at someone and kills them, on camera with someone assaulting someone at ATM, how can you defend them? And what is there to defend? I don't know how you can live with yourself, guys, but I guess that's a whole nother question. Anyway, he struts into the hearing. He sits in the front row, and then, of course, it's for a photo op so that the documentary that they're making on him, so he can make more money, like the artwork, which is phony baloney and is only a money laundering event to the Biden family, you know, through 70 or 80% of whom are Democrat operatives. So there's a big circus going on. Then Nancy Mace really took off after him. Listen to this.
Mr. Chairman, Chairman Comer, first of all, my first question is, who brought Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question.
That's good.
You are the opinion.
That's good. Keep it playing.
Epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here.
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman,
if the gentle lady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now, Mr. Chairman. Let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Hold on. Order.
Are women allowed to speak in here or no? Because you keep interrupting me.
I'll interrupt the chairman. I don't know that he's a lady.
I think that Hunter Biden should be arrested right now.
That's right. Yeah, Hunter Biden should be arrested here right now. Now, a lot of what she said was good. I think it was spicy, and it was certainly. But I don't know if she need to reference his gonads. I'm just not sure. But we live in a time when the distinction between proper ladylike behavior, many women don't even like being called ladies anymore. And if you're a lady out there, let me know if that's wrong anymore. My wife loves being called a lady. She conducts herself as a lady. A lady is a woman who conducts herself like a lady. We know what that is. A gentleman conducts himself like a gentleman. He opens the door for his date or his wife or his significant. And a gentleman will actually open the door for another gentleman. That's the way gentlemen conduct themselves. And I think we've seen a degradation of proper civil behavior in our country. I mean, I just go back to TikTok. Really? Is that really the way you want your kid to conduct themselves? Who can do the most twerking? I'm a TikTok twerker. That's my claim to fame. Wow, I'm worth millions because I'm an influencer. Look at me. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Jerome, I just must be an old white guy that's got to get booted out the door, right? Is that where we're at? There's a new generation coming.
I mean, she's definitely got more balls than Hunter. I'll say that much.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But I don't know. I mean, they called it. I thought it was so funny. After she made that crass statement, then they said that the Democrats said the gentle lady. If the gentle lady would like him to say, I don't want to get that. Wasn't a gentle lady kind of a speech. Anyway, that's okay. At any rate, but you know, they did call Hunter Biden out. Marjorie Taylor Greene called him out, and then he stormed out of there and he left. I mean, what a circus. This guy continues to embarrass himself, and frankly, it embarrasses the family name, whatever there is left of the family name. Hey, in about just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Dakota Wood on the Hooties. Don't miss it. Coming back.